Yes.
Mr. Ruther, thank you, sir. Just a moment, please.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
How are you, Walter?
Pretty good, Mr. President. Are you getting some rest?
Well, I haven't started yet, but I guess I will in 2 or 3 days. I got McNamara and Rusk and a bunch of them coming down.
Oh,
try,
I see.
Try to get some of our stuff straightened out, but I'm going to.
Well, I apologize for bothering you.
I'm glad to hear you. I got in. I was down to the governor last night.
Uh-huh. Good. The Texas thing really worked out beautifully.
Yeah, it went pretty good.
That's right. And when I read that Alger had been defeated disastrously, I really felt good.
Foreman, too.
Yeah.
The other mean Republican from El Paso.
Well, you know, when I talked to you the other night, we had two for sure up here, Congressman. We got 4 real solid additional people to help you with your program.
That's wonderful.
And we got rid of really some of the worst Republicans.
Well, that's dandy.
So you're going to have 4 additional Democrats from Michigan. They're all the kind of people that'll work 100% with you.
That's wonderful.
Remember when you talked to me on Labor Day about Michigan?
Yeah.
You know, in Detroit, you got 4 out of every 5 votes cast. You carried Detroit by better than 80%.
Isn't that something? That's unbelievable.
It's just surely, I told you were going to do the best ever, but I didn't think you'd do quite that well.
That's
but you got 4 out of every 5 votes cast in the city of Detroit. That's really incredible.
That is one.
Well, look, I don't want to bother you, but what I was hoping to do, as I told you the other night, I'm going to see Harold Wilson on Wednesday of this week, and I'll see Willie Brunt on Thursday, and I'm leaving Tuesday evening from New York, and I thought if I could see you very briefly Tuesday afternoon, if you're going to be in Washington, I'd like to do it. If not, why?
Walter, I've decided that I would have them come here.
Oh, so you're not going to
No, I'm not going here. I thought I would go up there yesterday.
Well, that's what
I tentatively planned to go yesterday, but the Mexican president's coming in here Wednesday.
Oh, well, I see.
And so I just decided that rather than go up Sunday and not do my homework, that I'd just try to get his visit behind us before I went back. So I've got Rusk and McNamara and him coming in to plan for that tomorrow, and I'm just going to stay over here till Lee gets here Wednesday.
Well, fine. Well, and I won't bother you. Can I give him your best wishes?
Give him my regards. I hope you enjoy your trip. And what's this Ford thing about? How long is that going to last?
That's going to be cleaned up very fast.
Good.
The problem is that they aren't getting their electrical harnesses. They can't do their production anyhow. But this will be cleaned up very quickly.
All right. Now tell me, what's the background of this steel fight?
Well,
the Steel Workers Union. They going to get McDonald?
They will. That's right. The problem is, Mr. President, McDonald has not been working. He's been playing around resorts, and he's been developing a real kind of a playboy type, and the guys catch up with us once in a while, you know?
Yeah.
You got to do your work.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is his problem.
Yeah.
And I think that if anybody should get involved in that, I talked to Willard Wirtz the other day, and I told him he shouldn't get involved.
No.
He shouldn't.
All I know
is Arthur Goldberg is the only fellow that can get involved, and he's very secure over there, you see.
Yeah.
And if anybody gets involved, it should be Arthur and no one else.
Yeah.
Because no one can do any good and they can only get hurt.
That's what I would think, yeah.
Yeah. Now, when I get back, I'm only going to be...
Will it likely split into factions?
No.
Just one or the other will win, it'll be over?
That's right. It'll not fragmentize that union. That it'll be together. I just think that Abel has got more support down below because he's worked at his job and McDonald hasn't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, much obliged for your good counsel.
And I want to sit down with you. We got work to do on registration. We shouldn't wait until the last minute again. We got the South to register. We got millions of people in the North that we can register if we go to work at it early. And I want to talk about the National Committee with you because I think we can do some work to strengthen that over there.
That'll be fine, my friend.
So I'll be in touch when I get back.
Do that.
And please get some rest.
I will.
Bye. Bye.